Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has great things in store for those who trust Him, those who not only live honorably, but they trust the Lord and they seek the Lord, and it's their desire to do God's will. Just like Jesus said when they went to buy meat, Jesus said, "My meat is to do the Father's will." And God has people of such caliber. And you know, I love the Lord my God, and I vow to do whatever He tells me to do. So I do what He give me to do, but I have to do it the way I have to keep the protocol that He gave me. And I see the wisdom in how God operates. When I first started following God, he would teach me. He would give me a season of training, and then he would teach me things and prepare me. You know, I used to write down everything in the notebooks. And one of the gifts God gave me is prophetic utterance. So through that gift, I would write down what comes up in my heart. So that's how the writing gift works. I had to learn. I didn't know how the gifts work. You know, I learned that later on. But one of them was prophetic utterance. And then he gives me a word of wisdom. And then and also discerning of spirits operates in my ministry. That don't mean I go around seeing spirits everywhere. But when the Lord showed me something, then I know. And usually when He showed me one, he explained things about it. Or I know it. I just know it. It's kind of like a word of knowledge, but I know what it is. And when I pray and ask the Lord more about it, He give me more insight. But the gift of prophetic utterance, that's how I write. When the Lord give me something, I write it down. And gifts is... Gifts don't mean that you're more important than others. It's a gift. I didn't give it to myself. God gave it to me, and He wants to give gifts to others as well. And not only gifts, but assignments. And one day I was at work. I saw a vision. I saw Jesus sitting at His desk, and I saw His hand. You know how people. They do their hand on the desk, you know, they one finger hits, then the next, to all the way down to the thumb, like they're waiting on something. And I saw Him doing that on top of a pile of papers, and those papers were assignments. It was a thick stack of papers. They were, and I knew that they were assignments that He wanted to give people, but He couldn't. And He couldn't give out those assignments because people wouldn't receive them. And they wouldn't receive them because they weren't focused on it. You know, the Lord has a protocol. And I know people love Him. They want to do whatever He say. People say that. But when sometimes in order to receive an assignment, you have to be trained by the Lord. You have to give Him your attention. But some people's attention is shaped by teaching. And remember, Jesus said, "Many have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." In the beginning, the Lord had, I kept going to His presence. I learned to go in His presence and listen. And I learned that because of Elder Lewis primarily, and also Greg Hosey. Greg Hosey was about my age. He was around my age. We graduated the same year. But he went to the church longer than me. And Elder Lewis taught him about worship. And Bishop Bonner was big on worship. So see, when a ministry, if it has something, it's an element that you need. And Elder Lewis, I thank God for him. He left a good job. He worked at General Motors. And he had a good job. And he quit that job and moved to Birmingham to pastor a church because he was passionate about the things of God. And he was a valuable asset to the kingdom of God. And see, the body of Christ, people don't have to be perfect, but they can do a perfect work. They can do something that makes the day. When I learned to go in the Lord's presence, and I was motivated by a lady named Powell, because she had a relationship with God, and Elder Lewis had a relationship with the Lord. Every Christian don't seem to have a relationship. Most time they talk about what they learn at church or what they read in the Bible, but not what the Holy Spirit is telling them. That's what I mean by relationship. Some people never say anything about what the Lord in their prayer time, the Lord told me this. They just don't do that. And sometimes it's not in their wheelhouse. It's not in their thinking process. But they're otherwise, they're great people, you know. And but see, when you take time and go in the Lord's presence, then now you're getting back to what Jesus did. He took time to go spend time with his Father. And that's the problem. People don't do that. If they did, then the Lord would teach them just like he did Apostle Paul. See, Paul proved that you don't have to be, you can be just as effective as all the other disciples if you go spend time with your Father by the Holy Ghost. He went to Arabia, according to Galatians 1. And he spent, and that's what's missing. That's the biggest problem in the church now. If you don't spend time with your Father, you're not going to trust him and go to the next glory. That's just not going to happen. I don't care how much teaching and tapes you listen to and all the other, the men of God that spearheaded those things, they took time with the Father. When I listened to Kenneth Hagin, he was doing what Elder Lewis was doing. He was spending time with the Father. And I don't know, people, they excuse that part of that, you know, they want to just go on the stage and talk and preach. But if you don't spend time with your Father, how can you represent him like he want to be represented? And I don't understand why people are so reluctant. But maybe it's because they don't have a comparison, or whoever they look to didn't do it. But I'm not going to let the day go by and I don't talk to my Father. That's stupid to me. I'm not saying that people are stupid. If you know better, do better. I mean, I love when the Lord come to me with something and talk to me. I know I'm getting ready for something greater every time he do that for me. Or when he tell me something about others, I know he's involved in their life. When he wake me up and have me praying for people. And I don't want that kind of stuff to stop. And it's unnecessary. I want to keep it moving, keep going. Some people only want to do things that make them look good. I don't care about looking good. That's garbage. I want to be effective in the body of Christ. I want to help people for real. Now, so the Lord was on his desk. His fingers, as if he was waiting on something. It was on top of a stack of papers. I'm doing my hand so you can kind of hear what it sounded like, since you can't see me. And people do that when they're waiting on something or desiring for something greater to happen. And there was a stack of papers, assignments that he wanted to give out. So if people would spend time with their Father, with Father God, and yield and follow through with whatever he say, then they'll be eligible for the assignments. Now he gave me the assignment to teach people, encourage people to follow God. I don't teach people to follow God. I encourage them. Because if I taught them, I'd be telling them the ins and outs. That don't really happen much, except for these broadcasts. In these broadcasts, I give my examples, testimonies often, and I give the revelations that God give me. In that sense, yes, I do teach it. But in the days that I'm referring to, I would write a word. It would be It would be like a visual of what would happen if they followed God, but I wasn't able to school people like I'm doing now. See, the following God is more than just studying the scriptures and doing the word. That's following God. Yes, it's not. It's honoring God. It's following God too. Everything you're going to do is based on the word, but it allows the Holy Spirit to train you and prepare you for things. And see, with Jesus, the disciples had training. And along the course of their life, they had to make all kind of adjustments. And he was with them, and he helped them through it. And okay, we need that process if we're going to be effective in the next glory. And sometimes those kind of things have to happen first. And then he can anoint you to do something and give you an assignment. And if you're faithful, he'll give you more. That's how it works. You know, I explained how he gave me the first writing. I did what most people do. I wrote it down, put it in my notebook, and didn't do anything with it. Until I showed Dennis Morgan. He owned Eastern Alternator and Starter in the East Lake area. Actually, Wahoma, in the Wahoma area. But he, when I showed it to him, he said, "Man, this is good." It was a writing called Coming to Life. It was my first living letter. I didn't know what to call it. It came like a message, but it was a writing. It wasn't quite like a poem, but it was it listed things pertaining to coming to life. Well, he said, "Man, make a copy and get it typed up and make a copy and give me one." So I did. I went and I got it typed up, and then I went and got 100 copies, gave it to him. That same week, my uncle died. I showed it to my cousin Wayne, and he said, "Man, this will bless the family. Give everybody one." So I passed it out and to the family. Then I still had about 50 copies left, I guess, and took them to church, passed them out again. Well, then the Lord gave me another writing. So I did the same thing. Then he gave me another. Every week I had a new writing, or five new writings. Or, you know, it got to the point every day he gave me a writing. Faithfulness. You multiply by faithfulness. And the Lord trains. I wanted to be effective. I didn't care about whether I made money on it or not. I wasn't selling them. I gave them away. The Lord, he gave me a vision. He said, "Let not my people lack knowledge." And, you know, I was in faith about that. I wanted to do something to help people not lack knowledge. And to my surprise, as I continued to obey God, he gave me more, and the writings got more in depth. And I continued to spend time with my father, and he trained me. And as he trained me, I was able to write more things. Following God enables you to go far beyond where you normally would go in life. I'm not talking about geography, positions on earth. I'm talking about in knowledge and in wisdom. He enabled me to speak far beyond my years, and he taught me all kind of principles. And then when I listened to men of God like Frank Manchin and Kenneth Hagin and others on the radio, Charles Capps, and I would hear them, and I could see, you know, it worked with what the Holy Spirit was doing in my life. And Scott Well was a wonderful teacher, and I would listen to these men of God and others, and many pastors that I knew. I was able to receive and hold on to it. It wasn't like it used to be where I hear a good word, then forget it before I go to the restaurant. I was able to keep it for years because I was spending time with the Father as well as listening to them every day. And see, when you're a student of the word, then the Lord can do something in your life that's going to help you. You can go forward doing all this in his heart. It's not hard at all. God will coach you. He will teach you and train you. Now, He helped me to notify people that that he wants to he wants to be known to his people, and he wants to help his people, and he longs to have a relationship so that he can explain things. And I know that every man of God that he ever sent me to would love it if they would have done it. But they did. People do things. Their habit system is the first thing that they'll do. That's what they lean towards. The Lord taught me. He said, "If when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways." So you have to give up how you think, or how you what you normally would do. You have to give all that up and do it God's way. Say, "Lord, okay, here I am. Help me do whatever it is you want. And what do I do?" And then start doing what God puts on your heart. That's following God. He will guide you step by step. It'll start with baby steps and it'll end with leaps and bounds. He will guide you in all truth. Now, when people yield to him, then they'll start receiving assignments. Now, I want to say this. The Lord always has a remnant of people that will obey him no matter what. And I spent a lot of time ministering to people about following God on these broadcasts and giving the insights that God is teaching me and things like that. But God has people who follow him. The Lord has more people now that follow him than he ever did in the history of the earth. Well, since man was on it anyway. I don't know what the angels did, so I'm not an expert. But I'm talking about among men. There have never been a time where the Lord had more as many people as he do now that obey him. There are many people that don't. They're still trying to have a revival based on the way it used to be, a tent revival, things like that. I want it to happen just as much as they do, but I promise you, the Lord is already doing a great revival among people who obey him. See, I learned something years ago. The Lord can, even though you don't have many resources, I didn't have many, in my opinion, I didn't have the resources to be effective, but the Lord used what I had to be a blessing to people. All right, the writings that I wrote, that simple assignment, I wrote those living letters down and passed them out. Well, I get reports that people, they find those letters when they move or they're in the house cleaning up and they read one and it blesses them that day. It blessed them the day I gave it to them and it blesses them the day they find it again. I've had so many people tell me that. Not to mention the ones that are out of contact with me. See, I didn't have much resources in those days. I didn't have anybody helping me. Nobody giving me money to do this. But the Lord guided me and he helped me do it along the way. Now, when he gave me Living Letter Ministries in 1999, I didn't call them Living Letters to 1999 when the Lord said Living Letter Ministries, and I knew what to do. And I would get people's address and mail it to them. Before that, I would have so much revelation and I would hold a conversation with a person in the elevator, so to speak. Or I would hear their conversation or I might meet them and talk to them. But they had to go and I had to go. And I couldn't share the whole revelation. And that bothered me. That bothered me a lot. It was just some things that God had told me that I knew would bless them. But in passing, you don't have time to dialogue every time. So, with the Living Letter Ministry, I would mail people the living letters. And so I met a guy. It was a man, and his daughter was in a elevator, and I remember he had his daughter with him, and we were talking, and I said, "Well, I got this ministry called Living Letter Ministries. If you give me your address, I'll put you on my mailing list." And he gave me his address. I put him on the mailing list. So that was an answer to one of my prayers. I said, Lord, I want to give people the information you're giving me. And, you know, some people try to sell everything that God give them. I'm not a salesman. I'm here to... Jesus went about doing good. He told the rich young ruler to go sell everything you have, give to the poor, and follow me. All right, it's not about money. Spiritual wealth will mount up on your life if you're obedient. See, man don't give you anything for doing these things. But ministry is not limited to what man will do. Ministry, if you obey God, God is going to take care of you. You don't have to worry about your well-being. My business was always blessed. And I had, and in my business, I go through some hard stuff. Cars are not always easy to fix. Sometimes bolts are so tight. They've been tightened for 30 years or 25 years or 20 years. And the bolt break. And I have to spend time rethreading bolts and, you know, doing all kind of things to these cars. So my life was, my business life, it wasn't easy. But the Lord blessed me throughout the whole process. Now, in by being faithful, more revelation would come. Because when you're in the mode of being faithful, then God is going to, he's not going to waste your abilities. He's going to give you more revelation. So revelation was always multiplied to me. And I'm like, oh, okay, I see it. I see this. And I would receive from the Lord and understand what he was saying. He would give me dreams and then interpret them. And it didn't happen because God loved me more than somebody else. When you're doing something with what God give you, it mounts up. My pastor lay hands on people, and I've seen more people get healed at my church, the church I attend, and I'm a member of, than anywhere else. I know I hadn't been everywhere, but the healing is because pastor lay hands on people under the anointing, and they get healed. I've been healed. One time, my right foot was hurting, and my heel was hurting, and pastor had me to sit on the bench, and he lay hands on my right heel. So I went walking with my wife that evening, and my right heel felt better than my left heel, and I said, well, why did I just raise both of them up? But I mean, and the pain just is gone. I thank God for his handiwork. But it multiplies by faithfulness. And when people are faithful, then God, you'll begin to learn things you can't learn any other way. And I know this. I'm tired of knowing this. I'm tired of seeing people miss out on God's best. I don't want to just walk around knowing that God is going to be good to people and show people much more than they could ever imagine or ever think they could have if they would just spend time with their Father and obey him. Following God is obeying God. It's more important than money. It's more important than sacrifice. If you will give God your attention, or anybody that give God their attention, God will use you, and you will be more valuable than any amount of money could ever be. Because when you put God first, he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All things will be added. God is good about those who give to the poor. Not just money and finances, but knowledge and wisdom, counsel, strength. Everything the Holy Spirit give you, give to somebody else. So things, the knowledge of God was multiplied. Things were added. And that's how it is from God. Everything, the things are added, but the knowledge of God and the gifts, The gifts of the Spirit help you do things you normally couldn't do, and knowledge and wisdom is multiplied to you, as long as you're in the flow of obedience. Now, the Lord has people that do obey Him, and He gives them revival knowledge. He shows them how to win, so what to do, where to go. The angels work with them. You know, ever since Billy Graham died, and I'm going out on a limb saying this, I believe it. I believe I got this from the Lord. But the Lord, He's been using people, more so individuals, than celebrity types. There was a time God would use people in a great way, in a mighty way, and everybody would flock and get saved. Now He's using individuals who follow Him. Who follow Him. And He has many people. There's never been a time that He, on earth, since man was on earth, that God hadn't had. He's got more people now that obey Him than ever before. So, when you follow Him, or when you begin to follow Him, you're going to learn what others are already doing. If you're following Him now, you know what I'm talking about. You know the difference. But there's a huge difference of people who spend time in their Father's presence and people that don't. And so, tradition says just go to church, listen to the pastor, and do the best you can. Tradition says just do what you always have done. Cold religion says just get saved and sit on the pew and don't do anything for God. And don't worry about what happened to others. Cold religion is not the Holy Ghost. That's something else. That's something opposite. But see, the Holy Spirit. See, I would go to church and He would, after church, He would give me a word for people in the church. All I had to do was be sensitive. And He would tell me what to say to different people. Sometimes two or three people on one Sunday. And whatever would be appropriate, he'll give me what to say to people that would receive it. And now it's more like random. Every now and then God does that. Or anybody hungry. I don't know. That's how it is. In those days, as I obey God and follow Him, He would come to me with something. And now, but He never stopped teaching me for 30 something years. He ever since 1990, He was teaching me something all the time about things that pertain to life and godliness and following God and the wisdom that I would ask for. Now, there are some knowledges I pray for, and He answered that too. But what comes to me, what He brings to me, that's the most important thing. That's the top of my list. That goes on the top shelf of my life. That's what I'm going to do first. That's what I'm going to deal with the most. But everything that I just want to know, that I'm curious about, I ask Him about life on other planets. He told me that He's still making planets and people. So, and He showed me things sometimes. Because we have a relationship. And He teaches me things sometimes. And I want this for everybody. See, the Lord has people who obey Him and follow Him. And I watch their ministries when I notice it. One of them was Henry Groover. Another one is Steve Quayle. People that just have a relationship. And Brother Henry Groover passed years ago. I think it was October or sometime in 2019 or November of 2019. But I watched his videos, and the Lord still ministered to me about those videos, because he just put God first, did whatever God said. He made a vow. And Steve Quayle, he does what God give him to do. He don't stop moving. I listen to him on my off day. On Saturday, I spent a lot of time listening to him and reading his books. And Tom Horn and others. And then there are people that I may not know till I go to heaven. But the Lord has people doing assignments all about. And it's effective. And they're part of the great revival. And then there are individuals don't even have a ministry yet, but they're effective. And they have a relationship. And wherever they go, they minister to people. I went to a Sunday school class and I heard a guy talking. And he was a minister, but he had a relationship. It was obvious. The Lord was working with him. Nobody knew him. I mean, he don't go on TV or anything, but he had a relationship. And some of the same revelation that God was giving me, God had already given him. I thank God. I had to preach that day, and he was talking my message. That's because the Holy Spirit is one. We are partaking of this, of one Holy Spirit. There's just one Holy Spirit, but he works with all of us. Anybody who will yield to him. Now, it's possible, I'm going to say this as I close, it's possible to yield to the Lord, be used of God, and not have that relationship. Keep that in mind, too. It's possible to receive a message from him that's perfectly on point and not have a relationship. I'm not talking about an estranged relationship. I'm talking about a thriving relationship where you talk to the Lord and he talk to you and give you protocols and he show you things. Some people just seek the Lord for the message and then they're satisfied. Consider these things. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is Lord. Always follow him and always obey him.